down and call it a day. In the words of Shakespeare, we may be small, but we are fierce. We are fierce. And you will also hear some of the words that Pat spoke this morning, echoed by me, because some things, many things, bear repeating. Will you join me in prayer, please? Loving, wild, wonderful, precious Spirit of life, diversity, joy, and surprise. Spirit of freedom and liberation, Spirit like breath that cannot be contained or held for very long. Fill our hearts, fill our being. Remind us that you have claimed us. Grant us vigor, life force, soul force, and clear vision. Stir us to movement, service, love, and action. Fill us with an awareness of your presence all around us. And whenever we feel in over our heads, help us, remind us to breathe. Keep your lamp lit in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. Illuminate the way forward for us to be ever open to your presence. Keep us safe from distractions. Order our steps and lead us, guide us, so that we may fulfill your calling in an ever-changing and very challenging world. In your many holy names we pray. Amen. Epiphany. A time of illumination and wonder, a time of journey. Now, if you missed the first Sunday of January and did not get a star word, please see me after worship. You can't exchange your previous star word for something new, Andrew. A star word is part of a spiritual practice, a word, your word, to meditate on for the coming year. Your invitation to take something small and common, to think, to link it, to make a connection, to reconnect through something small with something much larger, to seek the profound in the ordinary, the universal through the concrete encounter, the specific that spans outward into the spacious, and the vast, huge truths that are contained within the small clay vessel in which we live. This star word practice is to encourage you to seek and to find direction and to take more notice of the small moments that surround you and the lessons each one of those moments has to teach you. So if you didn't receive one, see me after worship. I also want to mention that my voice is still recovering. And while I am not catchy in any way, shape, or form, I have continued to play hide and seek with my voice over the past week. So today I will try to be brief out of necessity, and I will hold hope, and I will pray that my voice will hold and keep pace with me until I finish today. I wanted to explore this Epiphany season in the same way the Magi explored and moved on after their encounter with divinity. They returned another way. There is always another way. God used their occupation, their knowledge, their gifts as scientists, their ability to look into the heavens for signs among nature. For natural signs that would guide them, that signs that would guide them as surely as any text ever would, as surely as any scroll, creed, or dogma, as surely as life. God will always find a way if we are looking for a way to find God. It is true that through science, through life, by using our brains and our wits and our accrued knowledge and our hope, we can be led across the desert, across the wilderness, to profound truths and great wisdom lying in wait for us there in the most unexpected of places. The Magi also taught us that after such experiences, we return differently. We go back another way. This is a Sunday that we remember the lifetimes and ministry of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He is a man who always looked for another way. Another way to reach people. People who were disenfranchised. People who are still disenfranchised. Ways to reach and achieve civil rights with marches. Marches by putting one foot in front of the other. One step at a time, physically and symbolically. With will and with determination, with his words, with his very presence. Toward the end of his life, before he was murdered on April 4, 1968, he was working for social rights with the Poor People's Campaign, seeking to unite people in poverty regardless of race, people displaced from society, people exiled from the land of the American dream. Martin is a man who always looked for another way around, over, and through the racism and the social obstacles of his time. But he always faced these obstacles head on. What did he call racism? He called racism a sickness. He called it what it was, and he called out those infected by it. He called them sick. The doctor diagnosed them as sick, but he did not discount them or disown them. He always held out hope for their eventual cure, for their healing. He reminded us that hate can never drive out hate. Only love can do that. Only love can drive out hate. That counterintuitive and very difficult journey and path of love. Because our first instinct is to hate right back. I feel it. It comes before I can stop it. We have that in us to meet anger with anger, to meet bad words with bad words, with other bad words, to meet fist with fist. Martin always reminds us there is another way. There is another way home. He also never stopped dreaming, never gave up hope, hope for a better tomorrow, hope to continue to journey, to continue the struggle, to continue moving on, following that star of love and hope. Never underestimate the power of hope. Colin O'Brady, who recently completed the first solo trek across Antarctica the day after Christmas, at the very bottom of the world. Colin O'Brady, who only 10 years earlier, after an accident, was warned by the doctor that he might never walk normally ever again, walked 54 days, 939 miles, alone, without any assistance, in the most brutal and harsh conditions on earth, following only the star of his compass. Colin was clear that in facing headwinds of 50 miles an hour and wind chills of 80 degrees below zero, that while his physical preparation, stamina, and strength were critical components of his journey, essential above all else was his spirit, his sense of hope, his will to keep going, even when the visibility was so bad that he could barely see his feet beneath him, taking each step one at a time. Without the will and the hope to survive, all of the training would never have mattered. He could not have made the journey. Hope can save lives. Hope can turn a world around. Hope can turn a nation around. Hope can turn a life around. During the Babylonian exile, the Babylonian capture, the Israelites were displaced. Now, they may have had shelter, but they were without a home, held captive in a language and a land foreign to them, disconnected from their people, their history, their family, their faith tradition, speaking in the poetic, prophetic voice. Isaiah the prophet is offering them hope and encouragement, letting these people know that they are not forgotten. And while the way back home might be fraught with challenge, rocks, hard places, wilderness, fire, desert, they would not be alone. Isaiah spoke to give them hope, hope to hold on to, even if only for one day at a time. Even if only for one step at a time. It may not seem like a lot, but you cannot measure hope. It was huge, what he offered. Hope can save lives. Hope can turn a world around. Hope can turn a nation around. Hope can turn a life around. The strength and the will to go back differently, another way. Isaiah let them know that they were not forgotten, that they were loved, beloved, and valued, and cherished. He let them know that they were cared for. He let them know they were not alone. Kind of like what we do one Sunday each month, helping to feed some of the homeless in this community. And once a year, we do hypothermia. What that is when a church community opens its doors to help displaced people keep warm. Now, the condo association here does not allow us to stay overnight. I've asked them. Sometimes I felt I've worked overnight. And so rather than opening our doors and offering the warmth of our facility overnight, we open our hearts and we offer our people. We offer the hands and feet of this community. Our evening support is given to other church communities. In offering our care monthly and yearly, we offer hope to displaced people, hope to people far from home, hope to people who may have no home. We offer hope in the form of a meal, yes, but we also offer hope in the form of our very presence. Our smiles, our words, providing community and connection. We become the presence of the divine to encourage people, people who may find very little encouragement, very little gratitude, very little good job, very little I learned a lot from you otherwise. We become the presence of the divine. We become the prophetic voice. Community. For goodness sakes, community is our middle name. No, it really is. Metropolitan Community Church. Someone here once said that our monthly meal provision is a Band-Aid. And while I will concede that the problem of homelessness and food insecurity in this community is both huge and complex, the one who is injured or cut, to them, a Band-Aid is simple but necessary, and it may even save a life. Never underestimate what we do or feel that our effort is small. It is not. And it is not only food, it is nourishment. It is food for the soul. It is hope. Now, many on Martin Luther King Day tomorrow will be spending the day in community service. Much has Martin lived in service to the community. And while community kitchens may fill to overflowing with helpful hands and support tomorrow, I would like you to consider doing something else year round. I want you to consider becoming a part of our Help the Homeless ministry. Perhaps for a few hours, one or two days each quarter, every 3 months, helping to shop for meals, to bag the meals, to deliver the meals. See Pat, who is sitting back there behind a post because I can't see her. See Pat or email me There are people who will help you. There are people who will guide you. You will not be serving alone. You will not be helping alone. I encourage you to consider joining the team, helping during our hypothermia work on February 9 as we partner with St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Burke. As we cast our pebble into the pond of this community, creating ripples that spread outward in all directions. Greeting someone, saying hello, offering them a meal, a drink of water. Not looking away, but looking into their eyes. Letting them know that they are seen clearly. Known for who they are, let them know that they are heard. Let them know that they matter. That they may be displaced, but they are not forgotten. And they are not alone. In some ways, we are all displaced people. We are all displaced people on the journey of life. As Ram Dass said, we are all just walking each other home. Having a conversation with someone, playing a card game with someone, may be just as significant, may speak in just as much of a poetic, prophetic voice as Isaiah did when he told those who were displaced, don't be afraid. I am with you. I invite you to help us prepare a meal of hope for those in need, a meal of hope to encourage survival, even if only for one more day. Even if only for one more step on the journey. Tell them, don't be afraid. I am with you.